This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Morning Mess back at it with a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Jared?
Morning!
Morning, guys.
Jared, I commend you. Not too many guys call the staycation setup out of stupid pride alone, but you feel like your lady McKenna might be seeing someone on the side from what we hear.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, you guys.
Tell us what's going on. Why are you so worried?
Well, to start, I kind of feel like a little bitch about doing this. Like, you know, you get that feeling deep down, like I know something isn't right with my girlfriend and I just need to find out, like, what's going on.
Okay. I mean, I don't know about the girlfriend part, but I get what you're saying. Otherwise, what was going on?
Lately, she's just been, like, checked out. And I feel like that's extra weird for a girl to, you know, be like that. Usually it's the dude that's checking out emotionally, but it's like she's not there anymore. Like, I feel like she doesn't want to be a part of our relationship.
Has this happened after, like, something specific? Did you guys have a fight or?
Not that I can think of. I mean, before she would always text me during the day. You know, just little cute stuff. Sometimes it'd just be like a little kissy face emoji. She'd ask me how my day went. She comes home and she's always on her phone and doesn't really respond when I'd be trying to talk to her now. So, yeah.
This could be for a number of reasons. I know you said you haven't had a fight lately, but maybe that's kind of the problem. Is it too stale? Like you're losing the heat in the relationship?
Or maybe she's just cheating.
Well.
Oh my God, let the man answer.
The thing is, I ask her like every day, more than once a day. I'll ask her like if something's wrong and she always says, no, I'm fine.
How does she say it? How does she say I'm fine? Does she say like, no, I'm fine, babe? Or does she like, no, I'm fine?
Like she's annoyed that I'm asking her. Like it's like, no, I'm fine.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've got that I'm fine. And usually that means she's not fine.
Nope.
That's like when a guy's like, babe, do you mind if I go out with my guys? No, go out. Have a great time.
Right.
That means stay your ass home. Well, let's just call it. We can ask you 1,000 questions. But if your man intuition is going off and you think you're a lady, I just made that up. That's not a real thing. Yeah. Only women have that superpower. If you feel like she might be seeing someone on the side, do you suspect anybody?
You know what? I can't think of anybody because like she's been going like out way more with the girls, and
ooh,
in my mind, I'm like, I know she's going out with her friends.
Don't do it.
Let's be honest.
No.
Sometimes you got to get that muffin a concussion.
Stop. And, no.
Sometimes you got to call your BFF
I'm
to do it.
I'm assuming that you know who her friends are, right?
Yeah, no, I know all of them, and I don't think it's anything like you guys just said.
Well,
I mean,
Jared, birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
Are her friends single and very ready to mingle?
I'd say it's about 50-50. I mean, okay. It's got a couple people.
That means they're bisexual. 50-50 means you go both ways. You know what I'm saying? You can go 50 that way or 50 that way.
That is not.
Do any of them have a liquor license? You know what I'm talking about. You have a liquor license.
No, please don't answer that question.
Okay. You know what? Let's just call her. We need her number. We're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to offer your lady McKenna a free romantic staycation. Anisha's going to play the front desk clerk, and then you're going to ask her that one important question, Anisha.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
If she says any other name than Jared, obviously, she has some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if she says a girl's name, I say you play your cards right and see if you can get in this poker game. You know what
no,
I'm saying?
No.
Poker?
Jared. Jared.
Time you got to play poker.
No, Jared, I'm so sorry. Because no matter what, cheating is cheating. It's your relationship. Whatever you think is not good is not good. We're going to find out once and for all what's going on. And that's up next with the Morning Mess.
Back with Jared. He let us know he feels like his girl's cheating on him. She's hanging out with her girlfriends a lot more than she used to. And when he feels like there's a little tension in the relationship, it's like everything's fine, she gives a not, no, babe, everything is fine. She gives a, no, everything's fine. Did I nail that, Jared? That's pretty much to the point?
That's exactly what's going on right now.
And you're saying that she's starting to go out with all her friends way more?
Way more. Almost every night.
Are any of them bisexual, gay at the very least?
At the very least. What?
Wishful thinking.
Oh my God.
What if your lady was into women as well?
I mean, I'd be pretty shocked. I mean,
is that a deal breaker? You over the relationship at that point? Or
if she's lying to me, going behind my back, then yeah. I mean, if she had been upfront about it, maybe it'd be different. But
oh, she's upfront.
You know, stop it. You know what I'm saying? Girl? No, we don't know. Nobody knows what you're saying. You know we're here saying? For the staycation setup. So I'm going to call up your girl, McKenna.
I found that jumper. Hello.
I am going to pretend to be a hotel clerk, pretend that she's won a grand prize, ask her who she wants to bring on her free romantic weekend stay. Hopefully she says your name.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Same here. If she says anybody else's, we have counseling services on standby, so you'll have something, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're going to get the answers you need.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with McKenna?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, McKenna. Glad to get a hold of you. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package. And I was calling just to confirm details, but also to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
What? Was this like an Instagram thing I got tagged in? I'm just really confused.
You know what? We do have a social media campaign right now. I'm just working off of a database here. You are listed for me as our grand prize winner. So I just wanted to give you a courtesy call, let you know about it, and then go over your reservation.
Okay, this is actually really cool. So what do I have to do for this?
So with this free romantic weekend stay, what we do is we put you up in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. We're only asking for you to review us online, and if you can also share us on your social media as well.
Oh, I could totally do that.
Okay, with the reservation, I'm going to get started with that right now. I have a few questions for you. Okay. My first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest. I can put a custom message on there, and I want to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say.
This is so embarrassing to tell you. Can you write, "It's about time I get you naked"? I mean, don't judge me, but it's like, what else are you supposed to do for a romantic getaway?
Oh, there's no judgment here. Not at all. I totally understand that.
Kind of made me feel a little weird.
No, I was just busy writing. I'm so sorry about that. Oh, okay. Now, my next question for you, McKenna, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Okay, so it's Ashley.
My sister?
No way.
What is going on?
Wait, so this just... Hello! No. Okay, so McKenna, we legally got to let you know that you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh my God.
Jared, your boyfriend is on the line.
You sleeping with my sister?
Jared, I don't even know what's going on right now.
No,
so,
I'll tell you what's going on. I knew you were cheating. I every time you're like, okay. I'm going out with the girls.
His sister, bro.
I don't know why you were trying to me. We just had the holidays together, too. What the
Kate?
Oh, they were under the mistletoe, that's for sure.
I don't understand why you couldn't just come to me face-to-face if you thought there was a problem. Like, this is embarrassing. Why would you do this?
He gave you plenty of chances for you to come clean.
Yeah, come clean.
I don't know what to say. Honestly, I don't know
wipe
what to
me
say.
Down.
Like,
how long has this been going on?
There you go.
When did this happen?
It's been around the holidays. It's been for kind of a couple months.
That's why you had a red nose.
You guys, this is not funny.
It's not funny.
McKenna.
Yeah.
So who started it, you or his sister?
Listen, like, we just are connected. Like, I was close to his whole family. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you were connected by being in a relationship with Jared. That's how you're connected.
But it's different. She's also, like, one of my best friends, you know? And it just happened. Like, I just felt a connection with your sister. I'm sorry. Like,
you have a type.
What it is.
Hey, they look alike a little bit.
I mean, that's a weird question to ask, but I guess
they're related.
You're with his sister.
I know.
What?
Jared, how are we feeling right now?
I'm not doing good, guys.
I'm
so sorry.
And I'm pissed at Ashley. Oh, she's my sister, man. I can't believe this is like both.
Yeah, I would be more pissed at my sister.
Jared, things have not been going good with you and me for a really long time. So don't put this on me. You're the victim in this whole situation.
You guys, stop laughing. This is really bad.
It's just crazy. I've never... Okay. So, any words, Jared? Do you want counseling services, or is it both mutual kind of understanding that this is over?
Yeah, I think we just need to figure out how the f- to get out of this lease together and...
Well, maybe your sister can move in.
No! My God!
You guys wear the same size stuff?
I am so sorry for Joey. Please don't listen to him anymore. I mean...
It's an even sweat. He moves
we
out.
We have counseling...
His sister moves in. Does she wear boxers?
How awkward is their wedding going to be?
I can't.
This whole Jared? Thing f***ed up, you guys.
Sorry, Jared. We don't have to talk to McKenna anymore if you don't want to.
I don't want to hear her right now.
Okay.
I'm not in a good place right now.
Right. No, we understand that. We feel you. McKenna, you still there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a
I just want to make sure so I can keep talking to you. So, McKenna.
Oh, my God!
When she approached you, was it automatic? Was it...
I mean, I've known her for a while. I mean...
Okay, Jared does not need to hear
this. Oh, that's
real.
Jared does not.
Jared, you still there?
Are you kidding?
Jared.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So...
I'm calling him back right now.
You call him. Talk to him over there. I want to talk to McKenna. So, McKenna.
You're a mess.
McKenna. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, I hung up on him. Don't worry about him. So, girl, was she your first?
So, I usually don't swing towards girls.
Right,
but
right.
Is it something about asking?
Don't rush while you talk. Just take your time with it. Okay, so do you think this is your last? You said she's your first. Is she your last?
I would love it for her to be my last. I mean, I'm literally head over heels for her.
Ooh, you're headed over your heels? Hello.
You took the joke right out of my mouth.
Out of your mouth, girl. Stop.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.